Over two centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
Good evening. It's Sunday, October 26, 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Lindsey Graham says lawmakers are going to be briefed on a potential Venezuela land attack. And the senator said on Sunday that President Trump told him that he plans to brief members of Congress on possible military action in Latin America, including potentially shifting attacks targeting Venezuela from the sea to land. This is out of the Hill. Graham speaking to Margaret Brennan on CBS News. Face the Nation said that land strikes are actually a real possibility and that the president will brief lawmakers on the possible operations in the region when he returns to Asia later this week. So starting in early September, the president authorized a series of strikes in the Caribbean Sea and Pacific Ocean, killing at least 43 people. So the situation's ramping up. Trump potentially considering an invasion of Venezuela. He's flat out admitting that if there's a collapse, he wants to go in and take their oil. I'm going to air the clip right here.
How about we're buying oil from Venezuela? When I left, Venezuela was ready to collapse. We would have taken it over. We would have gotten all that oil. It would have been right next door. We're buying oil from Venezuela. When I left, Venezuela was ready to collapse. We would have taken it over. We would have gotten all that oil. It would have been.
Well, yeah, he would have gotten all that oil. So they are moving in the direction of basically invading Venezuela, a land invasion, incursion from the beach, almost somewhat like Normandy. I mean, it sounds crazy, right? But that is the direction apparently they're going. And a lot of this is globalist-backed politics that tie into the Rothschild banking system. But Russia's going around now and they're testing their nuclear-powered flying Chernobyl. They're calling it a super weapon that's literally can fly forever. It has an infinite, unlimited range. And this is what Vladimir Putin is saying. This is a nuclear-capable weapon. And they've been testing this. They've been talking about this for some time, bragging about it. But Putin claims in this recent test that the nuclear-powered missile dubbed Flying Chernobyl will soon be ready for war. I guess it's dubbed the 9M730. And this has a codename Skyfall by NATO. Because of its unlimited range powered by a nuclear engine, this missile can literally fly around autonomously the whole time until it seeks its target for days, weeks, months, and years. So this long-range weapon has been touted by the Russians for some time, and there's skepticism by critics in the West, according to this report out of the U.S. Sun. But this Skyfall missile, it was previously described by top State Department official Thomas Kortman that this is an absolute unique weapon. Thomas Countryman. Sorry, I said Courtman. And this guy saying this, there's nothing like it. The flying Chernobyl, it poses a great threat. Obviously, Russia has the upper hand with that missile. You know, I've interviewed top scientists on the show that have actually told me about the U.S. Building nuclear aircraft that are remote controlled. So they were messing around with this back in the late 80s and early 90s. So, you know, surely we have the same capabilities, but they're just not admitting it. But apparently the Russians have this nuclear powered missile. It can fly indefinitely. The link is in the description. Darkwire.xyz. Breadline Blitz, it says. And the National Guard is mobilizing. And there's whispers that these African Americans are going to become dissidents. And a lot of people are talking on TikTok. And it looks like this could turn into a chaotic situation. In fact, they have troops positioned, placed strategically at food banks and bread lines in California already, possibly other states, or they might be planning on it. And guys, I mean, winter is coming up. The leaves are turning. It's autumn time, obviously October. And basically a storm's gathering in America because the SNAP program, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, these benefits are set to evaporate for 42 million Americans. This is going to affect 1 in 8 citizens who rely on these federal lifelines to stay alive, to not starve. And this isn't a drill now. There's a government shutdown. They're saying there's no end in sight. They're saying it can go beyond Christmas. And they're trying to spin it like it's some left, right, bipartisan issue that's keeping the government shut down. But it's all part of the continuity of government operations that are going on. And it's all tied into the Rex 84 program. But with all the federal funding that's stalled, these states, they're all scrambling. There's at least 25 that have signed plans to halt distribution, plunging millions into immediate peril with the SNAP program. All of these are low-income households, and many are already teetering on the edge of eviction and utility shutoffs. And when you get evicted now in the United States, especially in certain cities, but all over, because Donald Trump signed an executive order barring homelessness, you can be rounded up and taken to camps. This is no joke. This is literally an executive order. They're getting ready to drop the hammer on Americans, and nobody's paying attention. They're silently wrapped up because they're too busy working because of the tariffs, because of inflation. They're lying. They're saying it's 3% food inflation. It's ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. No one can afford to survive anymore, basically. And a lot of these people that get SNAP are African American, and in the Rex 84 program, that is the people that they wanted their buttons pushed. So if they can push their buttons and get a rebellion going, get people going to these stores, looting, robbing, taking their groceries, complaining, then they can get a rebellion and declare the Insurrection Act against the American people. And that's what they want. They want total control, total gridlock. Operation Lockstep is going to be back in play. They use this during COVID. It's a Rockefeller plan. Rockefeller, Club of Rome, all of these groups, tied to secret societies to top it off, they all know what's coming. And they're shutting everything down. They're getting everything ready for the end because chaos will be orchestrated. In California alone, it's home to over 5 million of these SNAP recipients. They've already preemptively mobilized the National Guard. They're going to bolster food banks across the state. Governor Gavin Newsom is deploying troops to pack meals and distribute kits. But, I mean, it's framed like a charity, right? But it's actually a tidal wave. And it's barreling down the urban centers like Los Angeles, San Francisco. This is going to be happening all starting now. They've already deployed. And come November 1st, this could get active. But peel back the layers of this and we have to look at it deeper. Why the troops? Why now? Why in a nation where food insecurity has long been a silent epidemic? Think about that. They never cared before. It's illegal to feed the homeless in a lot of cities. You can be cited. You can be taken to jail, put in prison if it's multiple offenses. You cannot feed the homeless. They will be taken to camps. You try to feed them, you'll go to a camp. Do you see where this is going? Now, these African Americans comprise about 13% of the U.S. population, and they make up over 25% of the SNAP recipients. That's the whole thing. And the government knows that they can go in and push the buttons of the blacks and have this happen. The Pentagon knows it's part of their plan. They're the architect of domestic instability. I mean, they're going to destabilize the nation. That's their plan now because they're shutting everything down because the Planet X Nibiru Nemesis star system's arriving, possibly the city of New Jerusalem. 3-Eye Atlas, what is this object? And why did the generals meet? We obviously know they're in continuity of government now. They're bunkered down on their bases. They're in full button-up status. And you got to understand the blueprint. This is an entire journey. It started in the Reagan era, you know, when they went around and they were building FEMA and Rex 84, the readiness exercise, 1984, Bravo, you know. And this is all a classified FEMA drill, supposedly, but it's been green lit in the Ronald Reagan era. And all of this, they said they want to target 20 million Negroes back then is what they framed it as. And they said they would be dissidents. And fast forward to 2025 and here we are. The food shortages are coming. This is all coming. Go to darkwire.xyz and see how these 42 million people with their EBT cards might start a rebellion that ultimately kicks off martial law. I'm going to play a clip.
I just wanted to come real fast just to make this video, just to make something very, very clear to the white man. Black Americans do not care about your government shutdown, and Black Americans do not care about you taking away our EBT and our government assistance, because Black Americans never depended on the American government to take care of us and feed us, because we never could. We were never able to depend on the government, in spite of what you may say and what you may try to force us to believe. So you can sit back and you can mock, you can laugh, and you can think that you're about to starve us to death, but I'm here to let you know that we are going to eat regardless, even if we have to hunt you animals down and roast and eat you, the delectable crackers and cheese.
This lady's cannibalistic, man. This is crazy. She must have listened to too much Brother Lynch. that rapper, the cannibalistic rapper back in the day. This is nuts.
We will make it happen if we have to.
She probably likes McDonald's if you think about it. She probably likes that. She doesn't even know why. But she's talking about barbecuing up white Americans. Look.
Trust and believe me. And if it takes this government shut.
Y'all better strap up and wait. She's coming.
Down for black people to finally come from under the government and understand that we don't need to be paying our taxes into this government. What we really need to be doing is taking care of one another, buying land and growing our own food and building our own nation. If this government shutdown and starvation is what it's going to take, then let the party begin. It's black power, baby, and we rise.
Oh, hell no. That, you know what, this is interesting, but, I mean, obviously there is going to be some type of rebellion over this, but there's deception involved in a lot of this. I'm going to play some more of these clips. This one's off of TikTok.
Y'all, I just read my email from DHS last night, and that just said, even if you have food stamps left on your card, November the 1st, they system's not gonna be accepting it at the store, so you need to go on and get shelf able food now that can last you from November and beyond. Just a word being put out. Hey,
so you gotta have shelf stable food. You gotta spend every last dollar on your if you saved up because you were a responsible EBT shopper, apparently, if there's any of those. They, they save up their money, right? Their points or whatever. So now they have to use it all before the 1st of November, or it just gets taken from them. Everything's disappearing. All the benefits, all the Social Security, all this stuff is going to start going away. They're shutting it down. Planet X is arriving. Here we go.
This morning I called my local DSS office and I asked them to confirm whether or not what I was hearing was true, knowing it was true, that SNAP benefits are not coming next month. And she said, yeah, no, you're right. They're not coming. I said, okay, well, I hadn't heard anything, confirming what I'm hearing. So I was just calling to check, and she said,
hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're not going to hear anything. And I said, well, why? And she said, well, your local DSS are trying to figure out what's going on, but the state DSS is not planning on telling anybody what's going on. They're not planning on letting the citizens know that they're not going to get their food stamps next month.
Wow. Okay, so they won't be letting the citizens know. Interesting. I played that clip on the show, I believe, yesterday, but, people need to be aware of this. Like, this is getting weird. Let's see what this guy's saying.
Every single person in this country benefits from food stamps, even if you yourself don't receive them. And if you don't believe me, here's a story about Mary. She gets $150 in SNAP benefits every single month. She spends $50 of that at Diane's farm every month getting fresh produce. It's great. She gets good food. Diane gets an income. But next month, benefits are cut off, so Mary can't go to the stand. But it's not just Mary that can't go, it's the 50 other families that also use their SNAP benefits at Diane's. So now, 50 families plus Mary aren't getting fresh food, and Diane has lost out on thousands of dollars of income, which is absolutely catastrophic as a small local farmer. She was going to use that money to replace the tractor that broke down so that she could keep farming. So now she literally can't keep farming, so she's not only not providing food to families on SNAP, she's not able to provide food to the community at large. And the person who was going to sell her that tractor, he was going to get a commission. And what was he planning to use that commission for?
Wow. So think about that.
To
guys.
Pay for his mother's health insurance that she just lost. She needs medication every single month. And so now she has to scrape together whatever penny she has to try to pay.
Look, it's a trickle down effect, right? And this is really going on. I mean, it's getting crazy, right? And where is this all headed? It's the beginning of the end. Crazy.
Here's a little history that they don't teach you in school. Food stamps, otherwise known as SNAP, wasn't just created for the poor. Hi, my name is Ms. Graves. I'm a U.S. history teacher, and I share with you pieces of U.S. history that you may
I can't
or
hear
may
this
not
lady
know about.
That good.
So we're going to talk about
I'm not going to play that clip. But let's play this. It's just CBS out of Minnesota talking about the government shutdown. Let's just kind of get a feel for what rhetoric the mainstream media is pushing on the Mockingbird MK Ultra. Here we go.
The federal shutdown is entering its 26th day with no end in sight. Earlier this week, I spoke with the head of the Federal Employees Union from our region about how 1.4 million federal workers across the country and at least 18,000 right here in Minnesota are coping, working without a paycheck. And joining me now is Rourke Hotop, the District 8 National Vice President of the American Federation of Government Employees. Thank you so much for joining us. You represent just not Minnesota federal employees, but also in Iowa, Nebraska, and the Dakotas. That's a big number.
Yeah, no, that's me. That's all five of those states. You know, we've got somewhere between 45,000 and 50,000 federal employees in the area.
Well, and I know you now work full time for the union, but you used to work in the National Citizenship and Immigration Services. Let me ask you, how are federal employees doing?
Yes, I mean, we never want to see a government shutdown. And this year's been particularly tough where we've gone through threats of furloughs and RIFs, and we've seen a lot of reorganization of the government. You know, a lot of folks have already lost their jobs, and we went through a threat of a furlough earlier this year. And then we're actually now in a complete government shutdown. So now we've got many folks at Border Patrol, at ICE, at TSA, at Bureau of Prisons that are all working without a paycheck at this moment in time. Right. And so it's been played in hell with the psyche.
Okay. And by Sunday, you will have missed two paychecks, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So pretty soon this is going to collapse the economy. I mean, it's just going to cascade down.
How do you manage that? I mean, how does somebody with a family manage that?
Yes, I mean, most government employees work pretty modest jobs with pretty moderate salaries. You know, they're in over 90% of the government is based outside of Washington, D.C., out in the field, like in our states. And it's an average American income. It's a middle class family. So, I mean, our folks at TSA, they're going to struggle to make their mortgages. We've seen many airports already start setting up food banks, such as the one at the Minneapolis airport. You know, we never should be in a position where our federal servants, our federal public employees are having to go to stand in food lines and look for deferments on their mortgage payments or they have to start making decisions on how to pay for health care.
Right. So the folks that are working, the TSA and air traffic controllers, ICE, ICE is actually getting paid, right? But the ones that are not getting paid, I mean, what kind of stress is that? First of all, it's a stressful job, and then you're worried about your family, you're worried about paying bills, and you're worried about doing this hard job, and you're not getting paid. I mean, that must be an incredible burden.
Yeah, I mean, typically during government shutdowns, a lot of jobs had actually just not been performed. Those employees were released. They were sent home without a paycheck, and they were told not to report to work. And so at least for those folks, they could go get a second job and start working during the day to try and make ends meet. Where we're at now with our food safety inspectors at USDA, our corrections officers at the Bureau of Prisons, our transportation safety officers at TSA, those folks are still being told that they have to go to work and perform the job, which they took an oath to do and to perform on behalf of the American public. But now they're doing it without a paycheck and without the flexibility to be able to go and try and find a second job to make.
This is crazy. This is going to literally chain out. It's going to be like a chain reaction, not to mention the EBT, the SNAP. Now we have all of this crisis. Everyone's going to lose their homes. Blackstone's going to go in and buy them up, a subsidiary of BlackRock. All of this is in their documents. It's in their paperwork. They're going to do a great reset after 2030. The height of the disasters will probably be in around 2027 and a half. Things are going to just keep ramping up until then, but it's going to get off the chain here. Probably come Halloween, it might start getting a little bit live.
Ends me. And so it's been a real struggle for them now. And you know, missing one paycheck really hurts. And I think that hurts most American families. But missing a second paycheck is going to be devastating to a lot.
Absolutely.
This is crazy. I mean, like, people can't miss paychecks like that. That's insanity. So we know where this is all going. And then according to that one lady that we heard, blacks want war with whites, and it's black power, and they want to barbecue white people up, like, and eat them. Like, she said she's going to eat people. So they're coming for everyone, apparently, when they can't eat. So that's like a problem, right? And the Pentagon's essentially pushing all of this. It's all part of the plan. It's part of continuity of government, enabling them to clamp down their iron fist and get the insurrection that they need. IBT is reporting that Avi Loeb's making a shocking claim, suggesting that this 3i Atlas mystery object could defy physics and actually target Earth. They're saying that this interstellar object, it's ignited, you know, global controversy, but they're saying that Loeb explained the object's trajectory and brightness to suggest an origin beyond our solar system. That's why this is a cosmic mystery, basically, they're saying. And Loeb said this is just not another space rock. Its orbit and behavior challenge the models we currently use to understand interstellar objects. So obviously, something is going on. And they keep throwing out that this is a Manhattan-sized space object. And they're saying that it's grown a tail, which is a possible sign of an alien maneuver. This is what the mainstream media is reporting now. It just grew a tail. It's a possible sign of an alien maneuver, out of the New York Post. They're saying that new images reveal the Manhattan-sized interstellar object 3i Atlas has started to sport a tail, indicating that it could possibly be a maneuvering alien craft. They're saying that, of course, this is what Avi Loeb's been saying, right? So, look, this is a lot of preparation, but the San Francisco Chronicle is saying that LAX grounded flights and the FAA has a staffing shortage. And I was telling you that they're going to start shutting down air travel, and that's exactly what they're doing. And the staffing shortage is tied to this government shutdown. No one's getting paid. All air travel is going to eventually stop. All of this stuff is stopping. All the weather reports, all the FEMA coming to help people. Nothing is going to happen, and people will be left to fend for themselves, allowing the military to sweep up anyone that's out and about, disobeying curfew, anyone that's looking up in the sky, anyone that's going crazy over what's going to happen, anyone that's starving, anyone that's hungry, anyone that's homeless. Everything I'm saying is real. It's all under executive order, under the Trump administration, under the Pentagon orders, and it's happening. So strap on a diaper and get ready. You might want to put on a full face helmet and a set of goggles, because the roost is about to fly. Ladies and gentlemen, this is absolutely unprecedented times that we're living in. And they're saying that this Hurricane Melissa could be the strongest to make direct landfall in a long time, a Category 5. And it may just hover right over the top of Jamaica and literally just wipe it off the map. I mean, we don't even know what is going to happen. And Jamaica's already flooded. They're riding around on jet skis on streets. And this thing is going to hover for possibly the next 2 days over Jamaica and just strip it bare. Weather is ramping up. All of this is going to start happening in the United States. Lots of earthquakes, lots of volcanic ash.
Indicative of a powerful hurricane, currently a Category 4 on the Saffir-Simpson scale, with the potential to further intensify before moving over Jamaica and over the next several days. So let's take you through the current storm information. 140 miles per hour peak winds, again, wow. Category 4, Saffir-Simpson scale. The pressure is down to 953 millibars. Moving generally slowly off to the west. That slow motion is going to be imperative to understanding how the impacts of this particular event are going to play out. Now, where is it going to go from here? Let's look at the cone. Generally just drifting slowly west over the next day before on Monday gradually turning north and then moving over Jamaica, where it now seems virtually certain that the core of a powerful hurricane is going to move over Jamaica on a Tuesday. And not only that, the slow motion is going to mean those hurricane conditions, potentially major hurricane conditions, are going to sit or occur over the island for in excess of 24 hours, and the tropical storm conditions could linger for 2 to 3 days. Now, why is this so important? That is a long duration event where you're going to have to be in a shelter in your home for up to 2 to 3 days, possibly longer for communities that could be cut off.
People are going to have their own underground bases soon. That's where weather is going. And of course, that's why Mark Zuckerberg and others have their own bases.
By the catastrophic flooding that I'm going to talk about here in a second. After moving over Jamaica, then moving over eastern Cuba, still a powerful hurricane, potentially a major hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson scale, and then the southeast Bahamas and Turks and Caicos.
All right, well, there you have it. Everything is getting hit up over there, and Walmart's going to close all 4,606 stores for a total of 48 hours in the coming weeks. You know, this is interesting. They've confirmed closures on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. They're saying that employees need time off, but like, are they going to be running out of stuff? Are they going to turn these into FEMA camps? Are troops going to be guarding these stores as the SNAP crisis ramps up? All of this is tied in. There's government contracts with Walmart and connections. And a lot of people know that they will be turned into processing centers. The garden center area, all of this is set up. It's all set up. And it's the beginning of the end, guys. Nothing lasts forever, you know?
So, descubre el casino.
I don't know. You know, this is where they're headed with all this, but it's definitely going in a bad direction fast. And this economy is tied to it. The beginning of the end. All right. Well, I think we're in it now, you know. This November 1st will basically, you know, mark another turning point. Like the generals meeting was one. November 1st will mark another turning point in this saga. Guys, tune into the Shepherd Ambella Show every day, usually 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, goes live on YouTube. Then you can catch the archive version on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Smash that like button right now. Get the algorithm going. Help it out. Don't be lazy. Please smash the like button. Subscribe if you're not already subscribed. Hit that bell icon because I am the most censored journalist on the planet. You guys have a nice day. I'll see you tomorrow. If anything happens in the morning, I'll be on early.